It's Mace on 107.7. Love me. It's lunchtime right here on KC. If you just joined me now, where have you been? Cover competitions, chats, voice notes, and all because of you. We want to make you, give you the best in music, talent, and so much more. I think they took out, they were spurs to took out Peter P. did his name out of this, the title of the song. But still love it. Also, from that Megan Trainor, your lips are moving, but there's nothing coming out of it. All right, it's that time of the afternoon. Well, you're locked in with me right here. It's KC Lunchtime Radio, and I'm keeping you company with the freshest music, hottest local talent. Now, listen, the next artist in our spotlight is lighting up the charts all over the place right now with a latest single, Fancy You. She is a Cape Town powerhouse, a performer, a dancer, a songwriter whose sound brings honesty, energy, and an undeniable star quality. She's been rising fast, and Fancy You is proof that she's not slowing down anytime soon. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I would introduce to you the radiant, the talented, unstoppable Shante!
What an introduction. Hello.
Hey, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. No complaints. How's everything over there?
It's windy. It's hot. Yeah, and I think I've picked up a few burn marks.
Oh, that's... well, I'm so sorry to hear that. Put some ice on it.
I'm going to try. I've actually did that year last night. I'm like, no, this is not my skin. It's somebody else's skin I'm actually wearing. But anyway, how's it your side? It's been a minute. For last time, I think Lucian was here. I went out, I think, to a wedding when you were in studio.
Yes, I actually had so much fun. And at the time, I could speak about, you know, the little OG, Stay the Night, and that one made the charts. And, you know, it was just a good day in fall. So, yeah, I hate that I missed you, but I mean, Lucian was a vibe, and we had so much fun with the listeners. And so I'm just happy to be back.
That's good. That's good. I actually wanted to see, test your music knowledge as well, but we'll leave that for another day. I want to get into it. Welcome to one. First of all, congratulations. Fancy You's making serious moves on Mzansi. I saw that massive jump from 10 to, where were you? Where did you finish?
At four
this week, last week. My goodness, that's a huge jump. What, first of all, what inspired the track, and what's the story behind the song?
So the track was inspired by, you know, playfully expressing your feelings for someone and letting your hair down while doing so. You know, it's the peak confidence you reach, especially as a woman, to politely say like, hey, I fancy you, or what, you know, currently we have going on. It's an invitation into like my mind, but how it ends up going, nobody knows. So it keeps one on their toes and hooked for sure. That was the intention, you know, super playful, fun, but flirty song. Just somebody who's not scared to say, I feel you.
And I've picked it up in most of your songs. It's got that flirtatious kind of a vibe to it.
Yeah, we're really going for that branding over here. I love it.
Okay, I'm not going to say no, thank you for that. the listeners love it. You've got such a distinctive sound, a smooth sound to you, especially with your music, and confidence. And as you mentioned, playfulness as well. How would you describe where you musically right now compared to when you first started?
You know, right now I've rebranded from only doing R&B to Afropop music with R&B elements. So I feel like that was crucial to set the performing me free because I love dancing so much. I was intentional this time around about my releases because I wanted to create a fusion through sound where I can showcase more of my skills sonically and physically. I started in a very experimental phase, which I urge everyone to do, obviously, when they start off first, you know. And now I can just say that it's more intentional and that there's been a lot of growth since.
And people have been picking up on that, or is it just everybody said, okay, I like the vibe, I like it, it's catchy. Are they really reading into the songs?
Yes, actually a whole new audience I've gathered, and I could actually see some OG supporters who have been there, but now there's actually, like, I don't know, since Rarity dropped, like, the album, I mean, there's 12 tracks, like, everyone has a favorite, and people just, you know, join my lives, because I do this thing where I connect with my fans, like, every night, or my supporters and my friends, and we just, like, speak about the music, and, you know, they always tune in, and I'm just so honored, really, that people take the time out of their day to click my little songs, and they feel something, and they think that it's relevant, and they're like, wow, this is a banger, girl, I'm adding it to my playlist, and I'm like, yay, that's a win for the day. So, the reception has been great. Yeah. Like, people have really been chowing it. Too good.
It's too good, too good. So it means more must come out of that Shantae pin now. Just a quick question. With the special with Fans You, was it written before from real experience? Or was it more of a vibe you wanted to capture? Because, I mean, it's, like you mentioned before, flirty, spontaneous. Was it experience that brought it out? Or was it just like, you know what? I'm going to do this.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to Fancy You through a real experience in my life. However, the track was actually written by Ayanna Farrell and Candace Duke.
Oh, okay.
So I remember the feeling when I was once in a situation where I've decided to be honest about exploring a playful connection. What's so crazy about this is that Candace Duke is an amazing songwriter. If you search up, you'll be like, oh, okay, I know this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, Ayanna Farrell was actually the executive songwriter and A&R for my project. And she's actually, she's written songs for Chris Brown and Beyonce. So
look at you.
Yes. Like, the right people just found me with a sound, and I think it's such a dope track. But you know what makes it so dope? Beyonce listened to my unreleased album, and she gave me notes before it even came out. And she actually pointed out that this one was her favorite. Like, she loved the chorus, and I can say the same. This is why it's my favorite song as well. Fancy You is different. And I just think the whole intention from start to finish is so clever, and I'm so in awe. This song and this album has allowed me to be a fan of my work at best for the first time ever. But I think what makes that so important is that we shouldn't be scared to collaborate and let other people come in and write songs for us sometimes, because now I feel like, wow, this is, I actually feel like I'm such a fan, even though I'm performing the song, but like, I'm such a fan of the work. So I'm really glad that that bug bit me, and so to more collaborations and more writers in on my work.
I want to go to that Beyonce thing now. Rewind there.
Stop there.
Let's stop there. So the queen herself, Queen B, she sent you notes.
Yes, she did. You actually said that it was so smooth. She said the exact thing. The vocals is smooth. She loved the melody in the song. She also did give me some personal notes that I would love to take back into studio, you know. And I just felt like it empowered me even more, to the point where I couldn't even... She gave me notes.
I'm still sitting on the chair, so I'm about to fall off.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, what was your... Yeah, how did you feel when that news came?
Came through, and I was like, "What? Beyonce listened to my album?" I am, you know, when I experience an emotion like fully, I feel like I really go silent, or like I don't have much to say. So, because it was such a big moment, I just stared at the phone. That's like all I did first, you know. And then only after a long while, I was like, Beyonce listened to my album. And I was just like reiterating the line, like, no, but like, Beyonce listened to my album. I knocked on my sister's door, in my room door, and I was like, Beyonce listened to my album. Like, it was, I had to take it in. I was like, what? She don't even know who I am. What? I'm a girl from Cape Town. Just a girlie from Cape Town. What do you mean, Beyonce?
It's Beyonce. It's
Beyonce.
It's the queen.
And you know what was the best part? It's the queen. Like, she's so busy. She does not need to do that. Number one, I respect the time. And even just to go the further, like, extra mile to say, listen, here is some notes. This is what I think about the artist's vocals. Mm. She actually listened from start to finish and pointed out that the set list was curated perfectly. I did that. And I was like, I'm so proud of it. I put track 1 to 12 in the order that they were.
Goodness.
And alongside with my A&R, obviously, because I just needed a second opinion.
Yeah.
But like most of it was me putting the songs in order. And I felt like she felt it was a smooth listen. And I also felt like I was validated almost in a way. Because yes, I know I'm not on that level. But I felt like I believed in Fancy You. There was something about the song that I felt like, no man, this songwriting over here. And when Beyonce pointed that out, I was like, see, that's what I was thinking. And
Shantae,
I just felt so good to know we were on the same page.
If you would get that call now to collaborate with the Beyonce today, what is that going to be? Yes, or say, hold on. I'm first going to ask Wael quickly if I should.
Well, I'd be dumb if I don't explore any of the opportunities that I ever have. All in. Screw the Wael.
Well, oh my goodness. Okay.
No, I'm joking.
So what's next for you? After Fancy You, what's next? Is there more music coming? Is a tour coming your way? Are we soon to see a music video?
Anyone who knows me knows how passionate I am about visuals. I am definitely dropping a music video. But taking some time to plan everything, of course, and get the scripts and vision ready with my team and my friends. You know, and hopefully we can expect a music video drop sometime next year. But like, I definitely also would love to open a tour for somebody maybe. Just because I don't think that is in the cards for me like as of now. But I do put that hopes out in the future and like just that manifestation, you know. It's the goal at the end of the day to then do my own tours, but to open tours for people, you know. So yeah, let's see what 2026 has in store for me, and yeah, we'll just have to stay tuned. I'm assuming, yeah.
I'm gonna wait for that. I'm gonna wait, Shantae. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on KC Lunch this afternoon. Your journey is inspiring, actually, and the freshness of you and your vibe, everything in the. And Fancy You officially is a vibe. We can't get enough of it, especially not our listeners. Even they just love it. So everybody needs to make sure that they start voting for Fancy You. It is available also on all different platforms. I'll get that from Shantae right now where you can get it. But get the platform. It is you can go if you do like it. Vote for it now. It's on our socials. It's on our Instagram. Go to the link and go look for. Oh, there's Shantae's song. Vote. So where can people find you and listen to your music?
Yes. So my debut album just dropped and it's titled Reality. You can find that on all digital platforms, preferably your choice. So whether that be YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, it's out everywhere. You can just search up my name and album title, or even just simply Shantae Fancy You, and you'll find the banger over there. And then for socials, you can catch me everywhere at Shantae Carstens _.
All right, perfect, man. All right, that is Shantae. Thank you very much for spending the afternoon with me this on this beautiful lunchtime. It's a Wednesday. Wednesday. What we're going to do is we're going to do this. Yes, Shantae, and Fancy You. This is KC Lunch. It is the lunchtime show with me, so I'm with you all the way through till 3. We're 12 away from 3 o'clock. Brad is literally revving his engines. Yes, Fancy You.